Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, though there is a great and sad and worrisome focus, not on the election that is coming up, which is clearly going in a Republican direction. The odds right now are about 50-50 for Republicans gaining control of the Senate. That, according to all the sources, and about 80% chance that Republicans gain control of the House. That means divided government, again, which has been sort of the norm in American life. It's been the norm in American life since the year 1994, really. And we're going to be getting back to that, because even if the Republicans do win the Senate as well, they'll have control of Congress, but there is that guy in the White House who is busy campaigning and denying reality in so many ways, denying the economic reality that many Americans face, denying the realities of crime, which is a huge issue for Republicans, and denying the reality that his party is very unlikely to win. It's very unlikely, certainly, to win control of the House. They will have maintained their control of the House for a grand total of 4 years. They won it in 2018 in the first midterm election of Donald J. Trump. And Trump lost 43 seats, the Republicans did then. And now the verdict appears to be the Democrats are likely to lose between 20 and 25 seats. We will talk about that, but people are also talking about political violence. There is a fascinating piece in, and it's a long piece, in Politico today. And it says, "The Troubling Future of Political Violence in America." And it's by Ryan Lizza. And Lizza says that even though it was Halloween, two political extremists were unmasked yesterday, one on each coast. What they said tells us a lot about the future of political violence in America. In Washington, at the Oath Keeper trial, Graydon Young, the first Oath Keeper to plead guilty to charges related to storming Congress on January 6th, broke down in tears as he apologized for his role. "I guess I was acting like a traitor against my own government," he said. And this is actually important. And it is important that for somebody like that who has pled guilty, he is not acknowledging his guilt as a means of getting a short sentence. He's going to get a long and a serious sentence. That is guaranteed. But they repeat on this that in San Francisco, while this was going on in Washington, an FBI agent who specializes in investigations of domestic terrorism filed the criminal complaint against David DePape, in which we learned the horrific details of the attack on Paul Pelosi. "We tend to think of the Oath Keepers and groups like it," Politico writes, "as the face of political extremism and violence in America, but domestic political terrorists are increasingly more like DePape. The big trend is what terrorism researchers call ungrouping, in which individuals need no formal organization to recruit and indoctrinate them with fringe ideas when they have easy access to them online, and major political figures endorsing them." What they're talking about is, remember in the days when Americans were very rightly terrified about terrorism, and we were very concerned with what were called lone wolves. It wasn't that there was going to be an Al-Qaeda a cell somewhere. It was at a lone guy somewhere or other. Sometimes it'd be a lone guy and his wife in San Bernardino, if you remember that, who take up the ideals of ISIS or of Al-Qaeda and then decide to act on their own. I guess you could say that this David DePape was a particularly insane lone wolf. Though lone wolf sounds too menacing and horrible for what this guy really was capable of. And what they go on to say here is they say both Young, and this is that guy Graydon Young who pleaded guilty to the Oath Keeper, was part of an organization, and DePape radicalized quickly. Young became obsessed with post-election conspiracy theories in November 2020. And he was in Washington ready for violence by January 6th. DePape's online writing suggests a recent explosion of interest in far-right conspiracy theories before he showed up at Pelosi's house with a backpack full of zip ties, tape, rope, gloves, and two hammers. They also went to where he was living. They got a sword. They also had in his bag a journal that he was keeping. And there's a report by J.J. McNabb of George Washington University's program on extremism. He writes, if you comb through David DePape's social media posts and writings, his primary drivers are, number one, hatred of Jews. Well, of course. I was just writing a piece last night about the association of conspiracy theories, and no matter what conspiracy theory it is or what it has to do with, sooner or later is going to try to draw in Jews, because Jews are supposed to be behind every major conspiracy. So number one, his primary drivers was hatred of Jews. By the way, the Pelosi family is not Jewish. No one in the Pelosi family is Jewish. Holocaust denial, anti-black, check, anti-BLM, anti-trans, anti-women. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure this guy sounds very much like he's one of those incel guys, involuntarily celibate. Anti-communist, anti-liberal, anti-Antifa, anti-mainstream media, anti-higher education, of which he has none, anti-cop, naturally, anti-foreign aid. And his list of things that he likes, and this is from a detailed analysis of all of his social media and his postings, what does he like? Number one, Donald Trump. Number two, Russian causes. Lovely, meaning that he'd say Trump and Putin are running mates in his mind. And then he adds on Tulsi Gabbard, who also tends to be pro-Russian. QAnon, he likes. And then, particularly recently, he loves Kanye West. He loves Ye. So Ye, when it comes to your audience out there, crazy, violent, sick, despicable people, you got them. He loves the Second Amendment, and he loves the it's okay to be white fad. Did you know it was a fad to argue that it's okay to be white? In any event, they now report that from, and this is from the FBI agent who provided details, DePape stated that he was going to hold Nancy Pelosi hostage and talk to her. If Nancy were to tell DePape the truth, he would let her go. But if she lied, he was going to break her kneecaps. DePape was certain that Nancy would not have told the truth. In the course of the interview, DePape articulated that he viewed Nancy as the leader of the pack of lies told by the Democratic Party. DePape also explained that by breaking Nancy's kneecaps, she would then have to be wheeled onto the floor of Congress in a wheelchair, which would show other members of Congress there were consequences to actions. DePape also explained generally that he wanted to use Nancy to lure another individual to DePape. Is that Joe Biden? None of this is particularly surprising to the people who study extremism in the United States, they say here. What about extremism by the government against revolutionary violence in Iran? We will be getting to that as well, coming up on the MedMen Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved Show, talking about political violence. Some of the outrage about violent rhetoric is misplaced. I mean, I do think that's the case, and I try as much as possible to be on top of this stuff. And one of the charges that has been made is that Carrie Lake, who is the front runner for governor of Arizona, I mean, it's a close race. She's running against Katie Hobbs, who was the current Secretary of State, and I have a tough time with Carrie Lake because she's one of those people who just insists that the election was fraudulent and that needs to be overturned, and not that there's much, even as governor of Arizona, that she can do to overturn an election after which the president has already served. And he served badly, but he served for the last 2 years. In any event, she was doing a rally, and it was a big crowd, and she allegedly joked about Paul Pelosi. Now, when you actually listen to the clip, it's just not that bad. It's not the subject for outrage. It's and in fact, you can even see her thought processes, such as they're going along. She's telling a story, and she's trying to make the point that we need protection. Same way politicians need protection, we need protection for our kids. We need protections in schools. Okay, so here is what Carrie Lake sounded like, and for what she's been very, very virulently criticized basically all day today. Here's her commentary. Listen.
It is not impossible to protect our kids at school. They act like it is. Nancy Pelosi, well, she's got protection when she's in D.C. Apparently her house doesn't have a lot of protection. But if our lawmakers have protection, if our lawmakers can have protection, if our politicians can have protection, if our athletes, then certainly the most important people in our lives, our children, should have protection.
Okay, there are a lot more important people in lives, children, than there are politicians or lawmakers or whatever. Okay, it may not have been the most brilliant point to make, but what was offensive, the only thing that could be offensive to people, it seems to me, is the gales of laughter, which wasn't her whole audience. It was a few people in the audience. And, you know, they say about something like this too soon. When you read the details and some more of the details of this attack, the attacker, David DuPape, apparently slammed Paul Pelosi in the head with a hammer. This is after the police arrived, and it was not beating him with a hammer, it was one blow, and he was knocked out, which means it's a serious head injury. And I mean, the fact that he had brain surgery because of this, skull surgery and a fractured skull, and can you imagine it happening to you? Some crazy, horrible guy comes in and slams you with a hammer, and it's his plan. He's going to tie you up and hold you there until Nancy comes there, and then he's going to torture Nancy, and unless she admits the truth. And what is the truth? I mean, concerning what this guy, David DuPape, believes is the truth, that Nancy Pelosi was part of a plot to stage January 6th, and she was part of a plot to steal the election. And he says that if she doesn't tell the truth, he's going to break her kneecaps. So she has to be wheeled onto the Congress floor where the I guess the next time she'll be prominent on the floor of Congress. And it probably won't be her. It'll probably be Kevin McCarthy by that time, is when the president delivers his State of the Union address, because that's the new Congress. Anyway, the idea that basically people laugh at what even could have been near fatal for someone who is elderly. And, okay, 82, it's the same age almost as Biden, just a little bit older. Biden's 80. The idea that he is being charged, David DuPape, with lots of things. One of the things he's being charged with is elder abuse. One of the points that is made, and it's a very important point, and he does it very well, is Trey Gowdy, former congressman from South Carolina, who is now a regular, and I think one of the best people on Fox Network. And Trey Gowdy had this to say about our situation with the political violence that we're undergoing. Listen, this is clip 12.
Bones may mend and bruises may heal, but you don't ever fully recover when you come face to face with depravity. And it's become a recurring theme in American politics. Political violence and threats of violence are increasing. Elected officials have been shot at community meetings and on charity baseball fields. The children and spouses of federal judges have been shot in their homes. Supreme Court justices have been targeted for assassination. Mobs have chanted, "Hang a vice president." People are accosted at restaurants and in the lobbies of their workplace. And now, an attack on a family member in his home. For the overwhelming majority of us, the only weapons we would ever use in political discourse are the power of persuasion and the right to vote. But there is that small group, so detached from reason or reality, so untethered to decency or morality, that they believe themselves justified to use violence. And when we know crazy people are listening, perhaps we should say fewer crazy things.
Okay, this is very important. And I actually wish Trey Gowdy were back in Congress, because he's solidly conservative and he's a solid truth teller. He also had this story to talk about, to tell us about another great politician from American history, John Adams.
And we should have a plan beyond simply investigating and prosecuting in the aftermath. We should do more than simply react after something violent and horrific happens. It takes no political courage to defend friends. The question is whether we have the political courage to defend, physically defend, those with whom we disagree. Before we were even a country, a lawyer in Massachusetts agreed to defend British soldiers charged with the murder of Americans. His friends told him not to do it, that it was politically unwise, that it would hurt his career, hurt his law practice, hurt his standing in the community. But this lawyer did it anyway. He did it because, as he told the jury, he would rather endure the contempt of all mankind than see an innocent person convicted or an innocent life taken. And turns out his friends were wrong. That man, John Adams, wound up becoming the President of the United States, despite the cautions of his friends, or maybe, just maybe, because he proceeded in the face of those risks. Maybe that's what we want our leaders to do. The right thing no matter what.
It's powerful and it's true. John Adams' summation to the jury in what was called the Boston Massacre case, where he helped get British soldiers out of being accused of murder when they're just trying to defend themselves. He said, "Facts are stubborn things. Though they don't pay much attention to facts in Iran, not with what's going on right now." We will get to that coming right up on the Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Midterm elections are just 1 week away and the polls are tightening. especially in battleground states that could determine the shift of power in the House and Senate. Bankrate.com released a new survey of how Americans see their finances since President Biden took office, and there's a contrast based on age groups and party affiliation.
It tends to be the case that younger Americans said they were faring relatively better, older Americans faring relatively worse, and perhaps it should not come as a surprise that, broadly speaking, Democrats were saying that their finances were faring better relative to Republicans.
Mark Hamrick, senior analyst with Bankrate.com, that audio courtesy of News Nation. The Philadelphia Phillies are set to host Game 3 of the World Series tonight against the Houston Astros. First pitch set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome to this show a very busy reporter whose beat is the Middle East, and particularly with an emphasis on Iran. And with everything going on in Iran right now, the Wall Street Journal is reporting, Miriam Berger, our guest, works for the Washington Post, but the Journal is reporting that Saudi Arabia and the U.S. are on high alert after warnings of imminent Iranian attack. The Saudis said Tehran wants to distract from their local protests, which have already killed. Miriam, what's the death toll now for people who have died in what they euphemistically call the unrest in Iran?
So thank you for having me. It's very hard to determine what the exact death toll is. Because there's been widespread communication outages, and just also huge intimidation, and pressure on, families of the deceased. So, groups are working to identify how many, but we have about 250-ish is one of the numbers used, but the numbers are likely much higher. Unfortunately, we just can't determine right now the true death toll.
Well, they are. They announced today, didn't they, that they're putting 1,000 people on trial for involvement in the protests in the name of Mahsa Amini?
Yes, so this is sort of the first very, very large round of of expected trials that they have had related to the protests. These are, you know, likely to be what, you know, human rights groups describe as sham trials, where it'll sort of be copy and paste charges and you know, punishments. There isn't expected to be any free trials for any of these detainees.
Yeah, and what kind of, I mean, I know that they've prison, they have a, there's another article today about charging female journalists who helped break Amini's story with being CIA spies, and they've been held in the notorious Evin prison since late September. What's the, could they execute people for participating in these protests?
I mean, Iran in general has one of the highest per capita, you know, rates of execution. And you know, there already has, you know, there's, right now there's sort of, we're seeing the start of the prosecution process here. You know, as you said, that there's been this, you know, deflection of, you know, warnings of attacks abroad that is trying to perhaps distract about what's happening inside. You know, accusations of being tied to the CIA and whatnot when you're just doing, being a journalist is not new. You know, that's happened, you know, to many, many other journalists. But we're seeing, you know, in this context, it's definitely a threat to others about reporting. So we don't know what will happen to these two women. We do know that they are, you know, jailed right now, often in solitary confinement because of the reporting they did that, you know, in part, you know, was that was completely under the codes of law there and helped to spark this uprising.
What's the most recent time that you were reporting on the ground in Iran?
I've never been there. The Post is not cannot receive authorization to report there, like much of American media.
I see, because it would obviously be dangerous for you. In terms of right now, the idea that Iran is mounting some kind of a distracting attack. Does that sound credible, or is that just Saudis wanting to get the United States even more involved?
You know, I think that I don't want to make any stretches here or sort of speak out of terms of what I do know. You know, in general, we have seen that, you know, Iran, you know, blames internal unrest on external forces. They've, you know, launched, you know, two strikes against Kurdish communities in Iraqi Kurdistan. And so, you know, this is in ways part of their playbook. I can't comment on sort of, you know, how much this is or isn't a threat right now. But, you know, we do know that they've said this before, and this is part of what they do to sort of, in terms of the disinformation internally.
When we've spoken to people in the past about the situation in Iran, they do compare it to the so-called Green Revolution, to the unrest they had before, but there's one huge difference, isn't it, which is the age and illness of the supreme leader, Khamenei. Would you describe the situation in Iran as unstable, unpredictable? Is it those things yet?
I mean, it is unstable and unpredictable. To what degree, we can't, you know, say now. There are no, you know, there were many differences between the 2009 and you know, current unrest. Part of it is that this has continued. This is now the longest demonstration that Iran has had continually in decades. And, you know, we don't see any signs that, you know, the very, very strong security state and the clerics that it backs are weakening, are going, you know, they still remain very strong. They haven't used very much of their repressive force that they still can. So this has definitely eroded the legitimacy of the Iranian state government. It has definitely, you know, changed the country and its politics and its society. To what degree this will have, you know, institutional change or lead to something bigger, you know, we just can't say and know at this point.
I read one of your recent pieces. It was an extensive piece about the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, which is the great unused weapon they have for domestic repression and suppression. What would it mean if they unleashed the Guard Corps to put down this unrest once and for all?
It would mean a lot of violence and likely a lot of death. You know, Iranians are out there protesting for freedom, you know, to have equality, to have, you know, to have change of government, to not have a repressive security state. And, you know, that is a existential threat to the Revolutionary Guards, you know, again, and the leaders that they back. And so, you know, based off of what we saw in 2019, when they, after just several days of protest, cut off the internet, you know, much more than they have now, and, you know, unleashed security forces, that was extremely bloody. We still don't know the full death toll. And so were they to do that, that would have very high, you know, repercussions, both in terms of the human toll. Also, there's, you know, that would really change the dynamic internally in a way that they also can't account for or control.
And does this dissolve or go away or yield to repression at some point? And how long could that process take?
You know, I'm asking myself that same question as I talk to people and as I watch what's happening. We don't know. You know, university students were on a strike today in several universities. They've been become sort of, you know, a beating heart of this uprising by continuing, you know, daily actions and protests, even when, you know, street actions may and protests, you know, may recede a little. So they've kept the momentum going. You know, we've seen various places of strikes happening in mines, oil workers. That's also really important. So, you know, this uprising is continuing to draw in new people, new communities, you know, new, to have new forms. So, but we don't know how, you know, how long this can last and to what effect.
With a great pleasure speaking to Miriam Berger of the Washington Post. And it is amazing to think about when we're talking about political violence and threats of political violence here. There's just a candidate in Pennsylvania who was attacked outside his home. And why? For politics. Yeah, we have a problem here, but putting some background on Iran gives you a whole different perspective. Miriam, Godspeed. We will be right back on the Medved Show. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner, and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot, costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Because it is Tuesday here on the Michael Mendez Show, day after Halloween, first day of November, it is Israeli election day. We should have exit polls soon about what's going on in Israel for people who care, and that's an awful lot of Americans. But in any event, it's Tuesday, and so Jeremy Steiner proposes a twofer on Tuesday. That twofer is two unnecessary, foolish, somewhat insipid headlines. So a drum roll, please, maestro. There it is. Okay. Yeah, the first one is U.S. concerned about Iranian threats to Saudi Arabia. Well, yeah. I mean, we are worried about oil supplies. We are worried about the price of gas. We are worried about the teetering economy. We're, okay, U.S. concerned about Iranian threats to Saudi Arabia and feds concerned about armed people at Arizona ballot boxes. Okay, these are not what you normally call ballot boxes. These are drop boxes for early voting. And there are statistics now about the early voting which show that despite all of the concern and despite the resentment of a lot of people for the whole process of mail-in and early voting, we are setting all-time records in terms of the number of early votes. We will get to that first. And this is just breaking news. In Fayette County, Pennsylvania, and I don't know exactly where that is. I don't know what part of the state it is, but it's in western Pennsylvania somewhere because it's reported by Pittsburgh's Action News. There's a Democratic nominee for the Pennsylvania House of Representatives who was assaulted outside his home. Listen.
State police confirmed they are investigating an assault outside Richard Ringer's North Union Township home early this morning. Ringer showing us the aftermath of that altercation just hours later.
He had my arm back here, and he was just, like, pounding me
And then, you know, I think I had his bruises on a hand and on a face. Hit me a couple times in the head. Knocked me out.
Ringer is the Democratic candidate in the 51st District. He's aiming to replace State Representative Matt Dowling. Ringer says he's had three incidents at his home in the past 3 weeks, starting with this graffiti on his garage door.
And it was like, your race is dead, you're next.
Last week, Ringer says he came home to a brick thrown through the window to his back door. Then this incident this morning, when he says he confronted someone outside trying to open his garage door just before 5 a.m. Ringer says the man got away and he has no idea who he was. He also says he's never had any issues in the past and he's not sure why he's being targeted or if it's politically motivated.
My neighborhood is safe, it's calm, no crime whatsoever. You know, if you just try to connect the dots, maybe, but I can't say definitively.
Wow. And again, I know the guy's a Democrat, right? But it's just, it's appalling when things like that happen. And speaking of Democrats in Pennsylvania, the most high-profile Democrat right now is John Fetterman, the lieutenant governor, who's running for U.S. Senate. And according to most of the polling, he has the slightest, slimmest possible lead. It's a fraction of a point. And here's John Fetterman answering, as you'll see, just brilliantly, with great aplomb and certainty, a really tough question about inflation. Here's Lieutenant Governor Fetterman.
What do you think the biggest cause of inflation is, and should the Biden administration be doing more?
I just do. I think that simply is also, we have this talk about the trillions in massive tax cuts to the corporate tax structure as well. True. You know, trillions of dollars that have added to the deficit. And now they still want to support those as well. True. I think in terms of being very serious about addressing inflation is making sure that those rates are brought back into a line with what they should have been, where they're able to fight the deficit.
That was unedited. Do you understand any of it? I mean, this is sad. There's a little piece by Brett Stevens today in the New York Times about Fetterman. And he says, Brett Stevens, years ago when I was in high school, my father suffered a cerebral hemorrhage, and his recovery took time. So I felt a lot of compassion for John Fetterman when he took the stage to that painful-to-watch debate with Mehmet Oz last week. On the other hand, I wouldn't have recommended that my dad run for a Senate seat during his ordeal. And I'm getting the sense that Pennsylvania voters are reaching the same reluctant conclusion about the Democratic candidate. I mean, when you hear things like that, here's CNN asking the Democratic nominee about his refusal. Even in the light of all of that gobbledygook and absolute word salad without dressing, they ask Fetterman about his refusal to give information about his health. This is clip 15.
So in the interest of full transparency for the voters, do you think it would help if you let your doctors brief the press before election night?
I think we've been pretty transparent. You know, we've had our doctors just be very clear that they're here, that we're able to and fit to serve. And from my point, you know, we've been also been very transparent in terms of showing up at a debate and very transparent about, you know, having events in front of thousands and thousands of Pennsylvanians for months. And I was, again, it was no secret that I was going to miss some words. I was going to mush some words together. And as I've been very clear in the debate and during this interview, I've been using captioning as well. True. I believe we've been pretty transparent to give all the voters to make it their choice.
And listen, I'm asking the question for the voters because then voters may wonder, is there a reason that you don't want your doctors to take questions? That's why I keep asking this.
I just believe that we have our doctors just weigh in on that, and they believe that I'm fit to serve.
Okay. What? Isn't that obvious why he doesn't want his doctors to answer questions? I don't think he even wants to know. Look, the point is, the control of the United States Senate is very, very likely to hinge on this race in Pennsylvania. And in that context, Dr. Oz is handling it, I think, with class and intelligence. He is deserving of support. He really is. Particularly because he's making a play for the middle, coming down the home stretch. This is an ad decrying extremism on all sides, from Dr. Mehmet Oz, clip 16.
I've been thinking a lot about family and the next generation. Today's kids aren't safe in our communities. Inflation's making it harder to buy a house, to start a family. Guys like John Fetterman take everything to the extreme. Why are we letting murderers out? Why is the solution always tax and spend? Extremism on both sides makes things worse. We need balance. Less extremism in Washington. I'm running for Senate to improve people's lives. That's what doctors do.
Okay. And that's a good approach. And the inability of John Fetterman, I mean, basically to that piece I just read to you from Brett Stevens, Gail Collins answers, and she says, I don't care how inarticulate he is, I don't care if he can never give another speech, if he can't answer questions in public, I just care that he adds his one vote so the Democrats get control of the Senate and get control of all the committees. Right now, there are only two Republican seats that are in serious jeopardy, according to being rated as a toss-up. One is Pennsylvania, the other is Wisconsin. Wisconsin, I think Senator Johnson is moving in control of that, which would mean that the Republicans are not going to lose control of the Senate. They're going to have at least a tie. But for goodness sake, that Pennsylvania race is important. There'll be more perspective on that and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.